Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing it, however you're doing it, and why ever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on Parler, the Captain's America, at Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the things we have over there. Okie dokie. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle, hour number two. Here we go with the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, while we were on break, Kyle, we got a call from Betty in Riverview, and she asked us a couple of questions there. And first of all, thanks, Betty, for being a loyal listener. But the voting machines, how did they wind up in these states?
Well, yeah, Betty had a great question, and that is that the states decide, what machines they're going to use. Texas, for example, took a look at these Dominion voting machines and so forth and rejected them, I think, more than once.
Twice.
But, yeah, that's exactly right.
Because they rejected they rejected the first batch, which was Dominion. Then they tried to sell them the junior batch, the Premier, and they did the same thing, both of them. They could not they showed them how the votes would, change and this, that, and the other, and plus they knew the history about it, where they came from.
Exactly. So the answer is that the states do choose that. Now, of course, the president had already given an order saying that we're not going to have foreign...
Executive order. Yep.
Exactly. We're not going to have the foreign intervention like that. So, they're violating the executive order.
Now, what states were the ones that, for the most part, put these machines in?
Well, for the most part, you've got, I believe, Michigan for sure, Wisconsin, I think Georgia as well, and I think Pennsylvania, too.
Okay. At the time, Michigan was a Democratic-controlled state.
Right, right.
What did you say the other one was?
Michigan, Wisconsin, I believe, yeah.
Okay. At the time, they were a Democratic-controlled state. Mm-hmm. Did you say Pennsylvania?
Yep.
At the time, they were a Democratic-controlled state. And Georgia was a Republican-controlled state, which really is mind-boggling because, again, I understand that the Governor Kemp, now there's a money trail here. This is what's going on here. Stacey Abrams, okay, who still thinks that she's the governor of Georgia. Stacey Abrams, somehow or another, is involved in all this. But the other thing is, when it comes to Governor Kemp, he got money. He got money to his campaign from this parent company, Smartmatic.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. I mean, once you start looking at these different connections and so forth, to say that this is a colossal, you know, thing is an understatement.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. I'm not sure, but I think I know who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Nelson from
That's what I thought. Okay, what's up?
Well, what I thought was this. These machines are third world machines.
They came from Venezuela.
Right. They're not even up to the par of the United States. The state legislatures, you know, most contracts that the governments put out, there is a minimum qualification for anybody to make an application to be in the contest to get a contract, whether it be a highway or whatever. It would seem to me that the state legislature should set up a commission in which they would qualify or disqualify people who were trying to sell them these machines, and those that were left on the table as being qualifiable, that then the counties of the states, they could select the ones that they want. It should not be dictated from the state capital. I believe in local control.
Nelson, you are preaching to the choir here, but unfortunately you're talking about, for the most part, Democratic-controlled states, and they like to have their palms out so they can be greased, which is apparently what happened with the governor up there in Georgia by getting campaign funds from this Smartmatic company, which may be the reason why he's being quiet.
Well, he's played some games there. For instance, now we
so is the Secretary of State.
Right. But I was going to allude to the U.S. Senate contest. He nominated or put in place a U.S. senator, a woman who was not really qualified, who was conceived as a liberal at the time that she was nominated and put in office. And because of this, this is one of the primary elements as to why there is a vote January 5th for that.
And who is she running against? A radical Reverend Wright type preacher.
Exactly. And we had a good guy by the name of Doug Collins. He passed over him to get her. And what was that all about?
Doug Collins never should have run. He threw that thing into the mix, I think.
Well, be that as it may, he definitely was qualified.
Oh, yeah.
And she came out of nowhere, but it was because of, thank you, the governor. And I don't know what he has done, but...
Okay, I got to go. Here comes the music. But thanks, Nelson. Yeah, I get the picture. And Kyle, hang on. We'll be right back, and we'll talk a little bit about what Nelson said. But, folks, if the fact of the matter is the states that implemented the Smartmatic machines and the Dominion or Premier system were predominantly Democratic states. We now know that. With a couple of exceptions. And why Georgia went with a system like this is totally beyond me.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. By the way, he's having a good time. They're expanding his studio out back around the corner from me. They're going to give him another studio that's right beside that, and it's going to be twice the size of what it is, because part of what he does is on television, on the townhall.com network, on internet television, as well as his radio show, so you can always watch him over there. Now, I'm not quite that well-versed here, because I don't have a board op and an engineer and a producer and all that stuff, so I couldn't run all that stuff. I just couldn't do it. It can't be done. But this portion of the program brought to you by your friends at Autoglass America. Remember, there's gold waiting in that bar or windshield that you got. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 dropped into the palm of your hand when you have it replaced by Autoglass America when you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. Here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is needed. Now, they operate from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, Tampa, Sarasota, and Port Charlotte, all points in between and surrounding areas, too. Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield, and drop $100 back in your lap when you tell them the captain sent you. Now, their phone number is 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
You got that down right. That's copyrighted. And I think Cousin Vinny in the chat room is going nuts right now with all that. All right. Now, more conversation about these voting machines and whatnot, because this is not going to go away. Betty in Riverview had some really good questions, and we're trying to answer them for her. The money, okay, the money. Where's the money coming from to buy these machines?
Well, I know that there is a tie back into the Soros universe there.
Well, he's an investor, but I'm talking about the states. Where are they coming up with the money? Now, for example, in most states, the elections are run by the Secretary of State.
Right.
So it would be the Secretary of State's budget, correct?
Right, right.
And that would have to be approved by who? The legislature?
Well, it may depend. I'm sure the governor.
And then the governor has the final say with the power of the pen and all that stuff. Okay, so let's just take Michigan, for example. We could take Pennsylvania, too. Let's see, what's the other one we're having? And Georgia. And again, Georgia, I don't know what you were thinking up there, but you got to get rid of these damn machines. You've got to get rid of them. And we need to enforce the law that says no foreign interference in our American elections. And these machines, okay, and these operating systems are foreign.
Yes, that was exactly right. And, I mean, can you imagine, Captain, that your vote would be sent overseas somewhere?
To Spain.
That's right.
Or Germany.
Yeah, and it just seems like it's an unnecessary sort of complication to our process.
And in the state of Michigan, the person that was in charge of the American CEO of Smartmatic came to Michigan himself to operate the system that was there because John James was destroying Peters, the senator, the Democratic senator, and Donald Trump was up by a large amount of votes winning. And then this guy worked his magic and did whatever he did when everything stopped for about 3 hours. And by the way, program note, in an hour from now, Ron Edwards is going to come on. He is in Michigan. He's going to give us a report of what took place up there in Michigan. It's going to be a bonus with Ron Edwards for one segment. And you folks are going to want to listen to that because the stuff that I found out yesterday on top of everything else, dynamite freaking information. We're just going to load people up with a bunch of information and then shame on them if they don't operate on it.
Well, right. And, you know, Captain, again, I'll say it. It needs to be said. And that is, if someone had run through hundreds of thousands of fake Trump votes, don't you think there would be a constitutional crisis right about now in the country? It's so blatant how this is being ignored and literally swept under the rug. And this program and maybe a couple of others are out there trying to make sure that this information reaches out to the American people.
Well, they'd be out there in the streets, literally out there in the streets. We know that. But here's the deal. And a lot of people are afraid. Okay, some people are going, how come they won't do anything? How come they won't? Because they're intimidated. They're afraid of Antifa, of Black Lives Matter, of these groups that have raised holy hell in the streets. They're afraid they're going to go out there and they're going to burn down the cities again, only this time they're going to come out into the rural areas where the Trump support was the biggest and they're going to start some trouble there. Well, I'm going to go on record for just making a statement. You can call it a warning, whatever you want. You don't want to bring that crap out into the neighborhoods, Steve, the rural areas. You don't want to do it because you're going to be met with a force you ain't never seen before because the farm folks out there, the rural folks out there, are not going to put up with the nonsense that they've been doing in the city.
Well, no, I think you're right. And hopefully
I know I'm right.
Well, hopefully we won't see any kind of violence. But
well, I would not say that that's not going to happen because it's too easy.
Well, I understand, yeah, but always our sentiment.
But that's what they're afraid of, Kyle.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, sure. But the whole point, you know, of the media is that they're supposed to find out what's going on, and if you simply turn a blind eye, it's you're not a journalist anymore. There's just stop calling yourself that if that's what you've been doing, kind of thing.
Well, what is a journalist anymore? I know what a journalist used to be.
Well, of course. Of course. And basically, I mean, and journalists have always asked tough questions. Journalists have always supposed to be looking for the truth in terms of what politicians tell them or what they don't tell them and so forth.
Well,
but now we just got people who are on a particular side.
What we are surrounded with today, ladies and gentlemen, is a bunch of editorialists. They might go out and they might get a news story, or they might even, the guys with the internet, some of these internet places, I won't mention any names because everybody's heard, you know, some of the things I've said about internet news things. But here's the deal. They'll take a story, they'll take a legitimate news story that's put out there with the who, what, when, where, why. And then they'll write it into an editorial piece about why they think it should be this way or that way or something like that. That's not news.
No, you're right. It's editorializing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing.
Well, sure. And people are getting real, real tired of it because they're being told to don't believe what they're seeing on their television screens regarding the riots. That's why we got this term mostly peaceful and that kind of stuff.
And when I sit here and I tell you that the GOP is now pulling resources from all 50 states for the Georgia runoffs, they've got people in there, they've got a lot of money going in there, they've got people going door to door, they've got all of their big shots are in there right now doing whatever. Tom Cotton was there yesterday, apparently Vice President Pence and maybe even the big guy, Donald Trump, are going to be there in the next few days. But they're pulling out all the stops because Georgia's the big deal.
Well, it certainly is.
But did I editorialize that at all?
Nope.
I said it the way it is. But I heard somebody talk about that same story and throw in their 2 cents worth when nobody wanted to hear it.
Well, exactly.
And guess what? It was an NBC reporter.
Well, it's just become the norm. And now it's just the veil has simply been dropped, and it used to be, well, you know, we're kind of liberal in the media, but we're not really going to go there. We're just going to kind of hint at it, but we go. It's completely different now.
Well, I want to report to everybody that in Wisconsin, the recount in Wisconsin will begin after just an unbelievably contentious elections commission meeting with the Democrats going tooth and nail after the Republicans. And what I just told you about these absentee ballots, 60,000 in Milwaukee, 40,000 in Madison, that mysteriously showed up that nobody requested. There was no record of them, and they just automatically showed up like, well, here's my absentee vote. That's not the way it works.
Right. I'll tell you this much, Captain.
They get the absentee votes, number one?
No kidding.
You have to request them and have them sent to you. You just don't go pick them up.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Captain. If Joe Biden thinks he's got the medal to be the President of the United States, he ought to be calling for complete investigations into fake ballots.
Yep. And for our friends in Georgia, you know, I'm not trying to pick on you with some of the things I've said about the voting machines and all that, but Georgia, this Senate runoff, you got to understand up there, this is the last line of defense for our conservative values. You are it. And I know the good people of Georgia. I've got many friends up there. I've done a lot of business over the years in Georgia. We've got a lot of affiliates up there in Georgia. Don't know how many, but it's a half a dozen or thereabouts. And for you people that are listening to me right now, you need to understand that it's the rubber's meeting the road right here. You got to get out. You got to do the right thing and vote for America. And don't be afraid to show that American flag. Don't be afraid to wear your Trump hat. Don't be afraid to support those candidates. You got to do it. It's all about America. We're counting on you up there. And if I could do it, I'd come up there and I'd vote in Georgia. But I'm not going to do it because that'd be illegal, right, Kyle?
That's right.
All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Centers for Disease Control is asking Americans not to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. The CDC said the reasoning for the new guideline was the 1 million new cases of coronavirus in the last week. The agency says the safest way to celebrate the holidays is with the people in your household until a vaccine is widely available. The White House Coronavirus Task Force is also asking people to follow public health measures until those vaccines are available. Vice President Mike Pence said that the administration is well equipped for the fight against the virus.
With PPE and medical supplies and equipment that are available to the American people, with the medicines and the therapeutics, and very soon the vaccines that are available, America has never been more prepared to combat this virus than we are today.
At that press conference, Dr. Anthony Fauci also expressed the importance of continuing to wear a mask, washing your hands, and socially distancing. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah. Since 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for their clients, and they measure your success by only one thing. That's your success. Now, I will tell you, they've got offices across Florida and Georgia, including Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton, and their legal term, a team, has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans that can work with our nation's military. Now, Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around either, and they're dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect that they deserve. So, whether you've been injured in a car crash, a truck accident, slip or fall on the job, or whatever, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation that you deserve. All you got to do is go to their website, farrahandfarrah.com. Now, that's spelled F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. Or you can give them a call 24-7. There's someone right now manning the phone lines there at 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. That's Farrah and Farrah. com, and they are the real deal. Believe me when I tell you. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. All right, we were talking about editorializing of the news, and Eric was saying, talking about the nefarious relationship and the shenanigans that may be going on in Georgia between Stacey Abrams and Governor Kemp. Well, everybody believes that Stacey Abrams,
who, by the way, is still the governor of Georgia, right?
That's right, Governor Abrams.
Yeah, yeah, I heard her speak yesterday about the fact that they stole the election from her. Well, if that's the case, they stole the election from her using the same machines that they're stealing the election from Donald Trump right now.
Right, well, exactly. And by the way, where is Vladimir Putin in all of this? Didn't he try to do anything? And why aren't the Democrats even concerned about it?
Well, I got one better for you. How about the connection in Cuba? Because the South Florida Congressman, Representative Mario Diaz-Balart from South Florida, said that Joe Biden is going to return the U.S.-Cuban relations to the pre-Trump state when Barack Obama had opened up Cuba and we had all this stuff going on and they were going to trade and they were going to have cruise ships and they're going to have this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And then President Trump shut it down. Whose voting machines had Cuba been using?
Well, I think I can guess. Does it sound like the Dominion type machine?
Yeah, from his buddy Hugo Chavez when he was around, and now of course you got Maduro. But yeah, that's the voting hardware that they have in Cuba comes from Venezuela, the same system. So you know, we know how that all works out down in Cuba, don't we?
Oh, no kidding. I mean, yeah. How sad is all that?
And then for that stuff, for that hardware, you know, a voting machine can be a voting machine. It's what goes into it to make the voting machine work, the computer system, correct?
Oh, sure, yeah.
And Smartmatic is the master company that created Dominion, that created Premier. Now, Premier is like the junior varsity level of Dominion, but it still does the same thing. And we knew, I was sitting here with Bill Bunkley and Roger P. Shulman on the night of the election doing our coverage. We watched those votes. We watched an 800,000 vote lead for Donald Trump go down to zero.
Yeah, it's very compelling. And these things just don't happen. In fact, they even talked about that they were going to present at the press conference in court of obviously the statisticians who will show mathematically how it's really statistically almost zero that these kinds of things could begin to happen.
Well, they have the computer algorithms about where they were on the internet. Of all things to do, they actually activated the internet for these machines to talk to Europe, where they were sending the results in real time to Europe and then waiting to get them back. It took some 3 hours in some cases to get it back because they had to tabulate how many numbers they needed and then how they were going to go about doing what they did. And the numbers changed right in plain sight. The numbers that came back were much higher than the numbers that went over for Joe Biden.
Well, exactly.
Because Donald Trump was winning.
Well, sure. And
not by a little either, by a lot.
Well, no, he was winning by a lot. And what we see, of course, here, Captain, is the real power of mass media. We talk about the media all the time, but this is one of the major powers of the mass media, to be able to form opinions, but also to direct, you know, they're directing people away from obvious problems like this, and if we don't get a handle on this, we're toast.
And now we have two House Republicans, two congressmen, one in Michigan and one in Georgia, that are stepping up calling for an election probe by the House of Representatives. Well, good luck with that.
Good luck with that. You see, this is the problem. You know, what did Joe Biden keep talking about? There's no red states or blue states or all American states. Well, this is where the politicians really need to remember they're supposed to be Americans, and they ought to be interested no matter who won or lost the election. But if there's this much evidence of shenanigans, we all ought to be together on this. But I'm not holding my breath, Captain. I know it's Pollyanna to think like that, but don't wait for Nancy Pelosi to jump in there and do anything, because they like the result. That's just that simple.
Well, we know we have a lot of Democrats that listen to this program. Most of them just stay silent, and they listen because they want to know what we're doing on our side of the fence and all that. But I'm going to talk as an American. And your thoughts, first of all, what would you say to them?
To the Democrats listening?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the thing is, again, just like I was saying, you know, ultimately, we're all in this together. If we have legitimate elections where there is good, reasonable reasons to believe that the election was legitimate, people will accept the result. If Joe Biden got elected president, then Joe Biden got elected president. Or if Donald Trump got elected president, then Donald Trump got elected president. We have to be able to agree on basic facts so that we can move forward with our country and governing our country and interacting. We're always going to have politics, but if something like this is allowed to stand, it diminishes every single one of us.
It does. And to the Democrats that are listening, we know about these systems. We know about what they were designed to do. We know where they came from. They came from Argentina, from Venezuela. And they found their way over to Argentina. But Hugo Chavez used this for years. Remember we used to see the elections and the people would be out there and they showed up in record numbers to vote Chavez out and all that stuff. And
yep.
Chavez kept finding a way to win and all that. Remember all that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, this was why. And then his machines found their way over to Argentina for nefarious reasons. And then, of course, they got picked up and money was invested in them. And there's still two Venezuelan investors that are in the mix when it comes to the Smartmatic group. But then George Soros dropped some money into this because he saw the value and what it could do. And it appears that this may have been used in some elections over in Europe. It's found its way to the United States. And we have what we have, and the system has the ability to be able to take votes and find out what a certain candidate would need to win and turn those votes around in an opposite direction and just dump numbers into a race. And this is why these printed up only one candidate, Joe Biden. There was 100,000 votes cast. And again, these are undervotes for Joe Biden.
Right, and Captain,
which shouldn't even be counted, I might add.
So I agree. Well, is there any mistake that these machines are called Dominion? I mean, really, that doesn't
sound Premier.
Yeah, well, Democratic. It doesn't sound too democratic or much for democracy if you have a dominion over something. It sounds like it's designed to create a dominion.
And going back to the Democrats that are listening, this is something that has to be verified one way or the other. We need to know. The American people need to know. We need to know that our elections, and forget about Stacey Abrams and her nonsense, because she's talking a bunch of gibbledygook. She didn't win anything. She lost, and then she tried to claim this, that, and the other, because she was illegally voter harvesting in the state of Georgia. Right there, where I first heard about it, was in Valdosta, Georgia, where she tried to harvest a bunch of votes there and say, well, looky here, we got this, we got that. And it wasn't true. It was not true.
Nope.
All right. Well, caller, hang on the line, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll tell you what, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. Kyle, you hang on, too, and I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we got plenty more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way. Double D Ranch, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. This is the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and the Flying J truck stop nearest you. When you see one, pull on in there. If you haven't been in one, you're going to be pleasantly surprised at your home away from home out there in the road for all you drivers and you RVers, too, for that matter. By the way, they've got a driver's club you can join. They've got an RV club you can join. The difference between the driver's club and the RV club is the driver's club, you get points on the fuel that you buy there. You get points for the food that you buy in the restaurant, and you get points for what you buy in the travel store. The RV club, you get a discount on the fuel that you buy, number one. The more you buy, the cheaper it is. And number two, you get discounts on products in the store. So that's how that works. But give it a try. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself your free cup of coffee when you show up there. And tell them you were listening to me talk about them. And that's a good thing because that'll get you that cup of coffee. And then join the driver's club. In the meantime, guess what? We're going to rock.
bunch of chemicals. Oh, mama, I'm so odd, and I just around. Calls her mama, I'm so hard to handle now. Just around.
Oh, yeah. Little Black Crow for you there. The Black Crows, and of course, hard to handle. And I'll tell you what, I could play that song all night long, and it wouldn't bother me a bit. I don't know about you, Kyle.
No, it's a great song. It's got a great, just a great feel to it. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, it's like rock on, you know. Somebody's, matter of fact, I just got two people just chimed in here, over here, sent me messages. Says, rock on, Captain. You betcha. You know, this time of the night, you need a little something to keep you wide awake and going at it, right?
Can't all be
just be black coffee. But anyway, let's talk about what's going on. The weather has changed a little bit, not much. But widespread significant flooding is ongoing across portions of the Carolinas and Virginia from Etta from last week. Now, it's still along the coastlines. Some of the rivers, of course, locations along the mainstream rivers are going to remain in the flood mode well into next week because of water that's coming down from the mountains and all that sort of stuff. Now, routed water, of course, making its way across the coastal plains down to the ocean. Now, abnormally mild temperatures are likely, with temperatures ranging from 10 to 25 degrees above normal from the plains to the east coast. But in the meantime, out west, what do we got going on there, Kyle?
Well, Captain, in Colorado tonight, near Colorado Springs, this is in the I-25 corridor, you've got an air quality alert, and the air quality alert mentions wildfire smoke, and smoke can be heavy at times. This is the Electra wildfire, located approximately 3 miles southwest of Colorado Springs. So if you're coming up I-25, you've got to be careful in that area, of course, and that's also, if you're coming across, I believe, Route 24 heading west towards Colorado Springs. So be very careful there. Not a whole lot more on the map tonight, of course, and a lot of things happening, except that we've got a freeze warning in the northern coastline of California.
Yeah, well, over to the east coast, we've suddenly had the winds pick up over there between Rhode Island and Bangor, Maine, so we've got a gale warning offshore there in that part of the ocean. We've also got some fog from about Brunswick, Georgia, down to St. Augustine, Florida, and, again, the coastal flooding I just talked about. All right, well, let me bring in a caller who's been waiting patiently. This is James in Clearwater. Okay, you wanted to say something about all this nonsense?
Yes, sir. We have laws in this country for the general good, for the most part. Some will get pretty silly, but this whole thing about election fraud is there for a reason. And we also have some laws to govern individual behavior set by somebody who really loves us. And one of them is not bearing false witness in lying about somebody, which brought us about this whole Russia thing, and look what that caused. Another one is you shall not steal. And I hate to think what's going to happen in this country if we let that happen. I know in the Bible that Israel kind of strayed from those basic ten and got themselves in all kinds of trouble, captured, carried away, whatever else. And as far as standing up for ourselves, I know my dad was jumping out of an airplane in World War II, and some other of his buddies were storming cliffs in front of machine gun nests. And we're not asked to do that. You're afraid of Antifa? No, go out there and show your colors. In the meantime, get on your knees because this country really needs it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, James. We appreciate that. And, of course, it is important that you understand that the United States of America is all about we the people, not me the people. And just because some Democrats have decided they want to do things a certain way. And by the way, Kyle, and I'll say this one more time, where were the states, most of the states located where these machines were? Were they blue or were they red?
Oh, they're definitely, yeah, they're Democrat-controlled states.
Yeah. Yeah, so they knew what was going to happen. There was no doubt about it. All right, well, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. All right, well, now we'll bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and Rudy Giuliani yesterday, Sidney Powell, what a press conference they had. Holy cow.
Yeah. This is, by the way, as it was mentioned, only what is called an opening statement, kind of like an introduction to
right.
the case if in any court. So what was laid out yesterday was hardly all the smoking guns that they have.
Yep.
And that piece right there is important. The other piece is, especially Jenna Ellis, when she was, I mean, she slammed the media hard because you've got a team of lawyers that are doing the work, and rightly so, but often when you see a criminal complaint or, you know, some kind of a legal case and you read the documents, you can go down and see where there are press reports because the press reported this, Associated Press said that, you know, Washington Post did this, and what they're saying is that you people in the press have not done any of this work.
No, they haven't.
Now, it is interesting to know that in 2017, 2018, I'm going to get the year wrong, the New York Times actually did a story on Dominion, saying
yeah.
how bad it was.
Yep.
There were two or three members of Congress, Democrats, that actually expressed concern. And I think one of them actually was Elizabeth Warren.
The other one was Amy Klobuchar.
Yes. And so it's not like any of this is as a surprise to a whole pile of people. It's just a surprise to us because, of course, we don't sit around all day long and watch hearings, and we don't see the reports that members of Congress get, and we can't read every single newspaper that's out there. I don't know many people that actually read the New York Times, to be honest with you.
Nope.
So the other fascinating thing here is Dominion and Smartmatic. Now, it is said that Dominion resides in 28 states. Well, all systems are not equal.
Hold that thought, because here goes the break. You're going to have to do it on the other side of the break. So Denise Simon will be right back after the break, and we will talk about Dominion. We will talk about Smartmatic. And I have the comment here from Jenna Ellis from the Trump campaign. She made a statement on Georgia after the AP said, Joe Biden has won Georgia. And a couple of other networks came in there and said that. Joe Biden hasn't won anything yet. Nothing has been certified. Absolutely nothing. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.